And we read today that the government's sending a health expert to check on the condition of 21-year-old Irishman Ibrahim Halawi, who has been in jail without a trial in Egypt for more than 3 years. And he is very ill at the moment, we understand. MEP, Sinn Féin MEP Lynn Boylan joins me on the programme now. Lynn, thank you very much for coming on the programme.
No, thank you for taking the call.
So for those who may not be aware, and it's one of those stories that comes up periodically, but we have to be conscious that he's living this constantly, his family and supporters are living it constantly. Tell us how Ibrahim ended up in an Egyptian prison.
Well, he was here on holidays in July 2013. His family would have gone on holidays to Egypt every year because their background is Egyptian, so it was similar to, you know, Irish emigrants coming home to Ireland every year to visit relatives. But they did get caught up then in the protests that took place in August at the opposition to President Morsi being overthrown by the army. And those protests turned quite violent, that the army moved and used live rounds of ammunition on the protesters. So a lot of the protesters then took to the mosque for security, and that's where Ibrahim and his sisters were then arrested and rounded up with hundreds of other protesters on that day.
Now, go ahead, Lynn, sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. It's just, I suppose, one of the things that people don't, are not as aware of is that hundreds of people lost their lives at the hands of the army during those protests. And this was, we're very familiar in Ireland with Tiananmen Square, but the loss of life in Tahrir Square in August 2013 was huge, and a lot of people are not aware of that, so you can understand why people then fled to the mosque for safety.
Now, the situation has got so dire that Ibrahim saw no alternative but to go on hunger strike. What do we know of his condition now?
He's very bad, and he's very, very weak at the moment. He's in a wheelchair, and he would have been brought into court in a wheelchair on Wednesday at the most recent, the 20th trial hearing. I suppose it's his mental health more than anything is what we're really concerned about, because periodically he's gone on hunger strike out of frustration. This is the longest he's ever stayed on it, so that's why he's now in a prison hospital. He's receiving glucose injections to keep him, I suppose, to keep his blood sugar levels up, but he's incredibly weak. And we're also hearing reports that he's contracted a skin condition, which is quite common from a sand fly, and it's apparently in the prison hospital at the moment, and it causes severe ulceration of the skin. So physically he's in very bad shape, but mentally I think at this point now his spirit is finally broken, which is why he has stayed on the hunger strike for as long as he has this time.
And are we doing enough? Is the Irish government on our behalf, I suppose it would be a better way of putting it, doing enough to try and get him free and get him home? Because if I'm not mistaken, he will be allowed to come home once the trial has concluded, but it's been going on for years now, constant adjournment, so it's limbo.
Exactly. And I mean, just to put it in context, so it's 3.5 years he's been in detention, which breaches Egyptian law as well as international law for pre-trial detention. But there are 108 witnesses that need to be heard in terms of the court case. To date, in those 3.5 years, only 15 of those witnesses. So we have another 85 witnesses to hear from before the trial can conclude. And all of this while Ibrahim himself, his name isn't even mentioned in the evidence book. He doesn't appear in the video evidence. So we would be saying, look, he needs to be at the very, very minimum released on bail to get him out of that prison system. But what we would argue is that it's gone on for so long. There are the two legal avenues that are open to the Egyptian government. One is the youth amnesty, which saw 285 juveniles released, some of them on ill health grounds. And then there's obviously the presidential decree, which a lot of people have talked about, where somebody who has either dual citizenship or is a citizen of another country can go home and either be tried at home for the crime or else carry out their sentence at home. So there are two legal avenues that are open to the Egyptian authorities. But given our frustration that President Sisi has not opted for either of those and is insisting that the trial conclude. Ibrahim's family and his lawyers are now recommending that the Irish government take the third and final option, which is to take the Egyptian state to the international court.
But we know that the latest action being taken is that a medical expert nominated by the chief medical officer is going to go over and assess Ibrahim's medical condition. You've just done that for us, you know, and I know it would be a formal thing, but what I'm trying to say is what step down the road is that, if any, is it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, his family are seeing him on a weekly basis, and, you know, I suppose their frustration is when they're, you know, when your loved one is wheeled out to you in a wheelchair. I don't think you need a medical expert to then tell you how bad your loved one is, because you can see with your own eyes that they're rapidly going downhill. So that's why we're arguing now that that's what the action that needs to be taken. If the Irish government is saying that the Egyptians won't act on the two avenues that are open, well, the Irish government has this option, and that is to take an international case. And we would hope that that would be was enough of a threat to see Ibrahim released.
Okay, Lynn, thanks very much for the update.
And thank you very much for raising the issue.
No
thank
problem.
You.
Okay, that's Sinn Féin MEP Lynn Boylan there talking to us about the case of Ibrahim Halawi, who's been in jail without trial in Egypt for more than 3 years now. He's on a hunger strike. Against his will, he's been given glucose to keep him alive. But the further complication now of a skin infection, as you heard there, that case goes on and on.